T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But on the line with us is the great Hollywood producer, the great Mike Toland's with us. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Angelo. See, that's why I get up at 5 a.m. Oh, when you introduce me like that, I figure it's worth it.
Mike, I was just saying, I saw The Zookeeper's Wife. I thought it was terrific.
Oh, you're such.
Your movies are always great. That's what I love about you, Mike. And the thing is, you do both. You do regular, like, fiction films, and then you do documentaries. Tell us what the project is you're about to tackle.
Well, it's all Philly. It's our favorite guy, John Dornbus, the long snapper, the magic man, right?
Yeah.
Who's got a better story than John Dornbus? Man, I've known John for about a decade now. He kind of stalked me a little bit after the movie Radio.
Yeah.
We have a mutual friend named Riley Smith, who's an actor. He was the antagonist in the movie, the guy who didn't really treat radio well. And John said to Riley, I hear this guy's a Philly fan. I like his movies. I want to know him. What do I do? And I guess Riley knew the quickest way to a man's heart is always his kid, right? I have a son, Lucas, who I'm trying to raise in L.A. as a Philly sports fan, right? So he sends me a care package, signed cleats, autographed footballs, posters, the whole deal. So, you know, my kid starts drinking the Kool-Aid, and I figure I got to reach out to this guy. We've been friends ever since and talked about doing his movie. And then I said, John, you just got to give me a third act, man. You just got to give me an ending. I didn't say put your life in jeopardy, but you guys know the story about his heart issue, right?
Yeah, very much, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's dramatic with his father and his mother and him teaching himself magic and the whole deal and then having this incredible career. And then he calls me one day from New Orleans after the Eagles traded him away, and he goes, well, Mike, the bad news is my career's over. The good news is my life is not over.
And you have a third act.
Yeah, man. Well, and then the confetti is raining down on him and his beautiful wife, Annalise, and he's holding the Lombardi trophy, and everybody lives happily ever after the way we like it.
Wow. Beautiful. All right. But, Mike, is this going to be a dramatization of his life, or is it going to be a documentary?
Yeah, no, this is a movie. This is a scripted film. We're going to hire actors. We got a screenwriter working on it. I mean, you don't have to make much up here, though, right, Angelo?
No.
Tells it stuff.
No, but I can hear you as you're describing it to us. You're envisioning, like, the last scene with the confetti, right?
Yeah.
You already see the way the movie ends, don't you?
They did it for me, man. I was I was there. You know, this is the kind of thing. I wish I was in Philly during this. I almost came back for the parade. I didn't. But my son, who John was, using to get to me, is now 18. He's a senior in high school. He's totally drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, he chose the Michael Vick jersey because we had gone to Dallas in 13, Nicky's first year, when we beat the Cowboys in the last game of the regular season to win the division. And there he is at the 50-yard line in Jerry World wearing his Michael Vick jersey. It worked. He got away with it. So he figured he'd put that on for this game. And I'm sure you've heard 1,000 stories about how this changed people's lives and the happiest day of their life. It's unbelievable. I still get chills when I think about it.
What's yours, Mike? You're out on the West Coast when it happens, right? And I know you waited your whole life for it, too. What did it mean to you when it happened?
It meant everything. I took my son. I had about 20 guys from Haverford High School, from Camp Sun Mountain in the Poconos. And, yeah, I've been to both Super Bowls, one in New Orleans, one in Jacksonville. I'm not going to miss it. I told my son, we're going. Don't worry. We got some tickets. We put a group of guys together. You know, we're running around Minnesota marauding, singing Fly Eagles Fly like idiots.
Wow.
And when the ball drops harmlessly in the end zone after Gronkowski pushes off and doesn't get it, we sat there and we hugged. Both of us are crying. I'm thinking of my dad, who we sat in Section ND in Franklin Field year after year, you know, from Joe Must Go to Chip Must Go, just thinking about, you know, almost, well, for me, I missed the 60 championship game, but I started going soon thereafter. So it's a little more than 50 years, and just everything's different, you know?
Yeah,
it's just
right.
a different world.
You're totally right about that, and I'm thrilled. So what I'm hearing here, Mike, is you're fast-tracking this Dornbos piece. Like, what's a fast track?
Well, it's a great question. Somebody said, okay, so what's going to happen sooner? The yeah. Eagles win another Super Bowl or this movie gets made. I think I'm betting on Dougie and Howie. They might beat me to it. You know, he told us it's the new norm playing football in February, right? So
yeah.
A fast track would be like Coach Carter we did in 2.5, 3 years. That's,
wow.
believe it or not, Zookeeper's
wow.
wife took 8 Chuck, you know, the movie about the real Rocky Chuck.
Love
Webber.
That movie. I love that movie. Lev
Thank
Schreiber,
you.
Right? Great
Thank
movie.
You. Well, that took 12.
I mean, wow.
Yeah,
Holy
crazy.
Mackerel.
I know. It's insane. So, I don't know. Let's call the over-under on this 3.5.
Wow. All right. But, like, Mike, at what point? I'm trying, while you describe this, I'm trying to picture who plays John Dorenbos, right?
Well,
you have
you
an
know,
idea? Do you have an idea already?
Well, there's a guy who has been publicly talking about, a Philly guy.
Yeah.
You know the actor named Miles Teller?
Oh, very much. I love.
Yeah.
He did the Vinnie Pazienza movie.
He did that. He did a movie called Whiplash. He's a Philly guy. He was
oh,
at the
yeah.
game. He's talked publicly about, what do I want to do next? I want to do a sports movie. And he's from Philly. I have friends who are out to him. I can't say he's a friend of mine. I can't say I've had
oh,
discussions
great.
Yet. I talked to John. He's got his own ideas, of course.
wait
you
a
know,
minute.
Oh, wait,
we'll
what are John's ideas?
What, John's involved in the consulting of this, Mike?
Oh, look, he's my friend, and what am I going to say? I don't want to hear your ideas.
It's your story. Right. So what's he saying?
You know what? It's not fair. I'm not going
right,
to say.
Because okay.
he's, you know, we're all just kind of, right. you know, shooting the bull and trying to figure it out. It could be somebody we never even thought of or heard of. It's not going to be Bradley Cooper, who, as we all know, is sitting next to Lurie and is a huge
right.
Eagles fan. But I don't think it's going to be him. But, you know, maybe it's not so much the physical presence. It's just capturing the spirit of this guy and somebody who wants to learn how to do magic, because they're going to have to be good at it, right?
Right. Now, Mike, listen, while you're putting all this together, and you know, we're big fans of yours also, you do know he was the 3-time commissioner of our wing bowl, right?
Of
you
course.
Do. And you, last we heard, you still had the rights to wing bowl. A nice scene from wing bowl
hey,
where
Angelo,
we played ourselves, Mike, that would be magic upon the cinema.
Having the rights to wing bowl and $5 will get me my skinny latte in the morning.
Al,
right?
He's making fun of you, Al. Al, he's ridiculing your
event. I thought we were going to be fast-tracked.
I don't know. I don't see it. I went, you guys know, I went.
Right.
I knew El Wingador, the other Bill Simmons, right? I know he had some hard
yep.
times. And to me, he was always a good guy. I was always rooting for him. I hope he's back on his feet.
He is.
So what happened this year since we were in the Super Bowl? Did the Wing Bowl still happen?
The Wing Bowl happened, and we're glad you didn't make a movie because we don't want to do any more of them. And if the movie becomes popular, then they're going to make us. Because
okay.
we feel like 26 years is enough, right, Al?
Yes, 25 was, too.
25 was. And you know what, Mike? It made it easy because it was a pep rally for the Birds. And then
right.
they won the Super Bowl, and the whole city went nuts.
Oh. It's just... Yeah, and, you know, being on the other side of the country, you feel a little bit displaced.
Yeah.
But, you know, everywhere you go, you see an Eagles hat or you see a shirt or you hear the – I'm teaching a class next week at USC, and I called the – I'm just, you know, guest lecturing. I called the teacher. I said, how many kids in your class? He said, 26. My assistant from the office printed out 26 copies of the lyrics of Fly, Eagles, Fly.
Nice.
We're going to sing it. At USC, the Evil Empire, singing the Bird song. Oh, it's the greatest.
Mike, you're the best. Mike, you know how much we appreciate it. Please keep us updated on
Always.
The Dornbos project. It sounds like another winner for you, Mike.
I will, for sure. Always great talking to you guys.
The great Mike Tolan, all the way from the West Coast, where it's 5:35 right now.
I was
in the
setting it up with his assistant.
You
he said, what
this?
Time? He goes,
no.
I go 8:25. He goes, in the morning?
He really likes us.
Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.